An attempt by Senator John McCain to limit the federal program that gives special contracting opportunities to Alaska Native corporations failed today. Senator Mark Begich successfully fought McCain's efforts, and in a surprising twist, one of the program's biggest detractors didn't show up for the vote. The Small Business Administration's 8A program gives special breaks to Native-owned corporations which are seeking government contracts. They can bid without competitors, partner with larger corporations, and they never age out of the program, no matter how much money they make. McCain's amendment would have capped contracts at $4 million for services and $6.5 million for property deals. It would allow for exceptions. Those amounts could go higher if the contracting officer can justify the sole source contract in writing and the justification was made public and sent to Congress. But Senator Mark Begich, who sits on the committee where McCain floated his amendment, countered it. Begich was pleased with the outcome.
I thought, uh-oh, trouble. I could see in the room we were going to be in trouble. So we just made our pitch. He made his. He didn't like one of the comments I said, but that's okay. And at the end of the day, we prevailed.
The biggest congressional critic of the Small Business Administration program sits on the committee that took the vote, but she didn't show up. Senator Claire McCaskill could have submitted a proxy vote, as some of her colleagues did, but she did not. If she had, it could have meant a win for McCain's plan. McCaskill's office says she was tied up today with other issues.